many safety net programs were exempt from the cuts that we saw with sequestration. Social Security, Medicaid, children's health insurance program, supplemental nutrition assistance program, veterans compensation, health benefits, they're all exempt.
Sure.
One program that is not exempt is Indian Health Services. Has that had an impact on the tribe?
Well, and it's not just, you know, the hospital. Of course, you know, there's other IHS funding that rolls down. We've had BIA funding, other federal grants that that have been affected by sequestration, anywhere from 5 to 8% here at the tribe. And we're talking a few million dollars. And anytime that happens, regardless of the funding source, I mean, obviously, it's the potential to hurt services. You know, the tribe's objective during this process is to keep those programs whole. We've not cut any programs that were affected by sequestration, but it just requires us to step up with tribal resources to fill the gaps. And again, that's what we've done with the hospital, certain health and medical programs, the police department. I mean, the list goes on.
Have essential services then been hurt by sequestration, or have you been able to manage to protect those programs?
Well, we've managed through it, and we've been able to set aside tribal funding to supplant, you know, the funding that's now missing from the federal government. And so, yeah, programs are whole. Did we take away from something else? Well, maybe the future of another program. But at this time, I mean, we've kept all the related programs whole.
Sequestration resulted in about a 5% cut for Indian Health Services.
That's absolutely significant. I mean, we're already, if you look at the hospital, we're only funded at about a 60% level of the need for the hospital. And historically, you know, that number's kind of jumped up and down. But, I mean, anytime you have a cut in health services, it results in a significant change, you know, potential change to the services that we provide to our community.
How concerned are you that this will just continue for quite some time?
Well, I am concerned. I met with a number of folks that work for the Department of Justice, and there's going to be a second round of sequestration, it appears, in next year's budget. And so, again, we continue to be concerned. I mean, having to balance $3+ million worth of loss and sequestration for our tribe is absolutely significant. So we continue to have those concerns, and, you know, our outlook is, you know, let's kind of see what's coming down the pipe, try to stay ahead of where the thought process is, and let's come up with solutions to supplant the negative resources.
How was the tribe affected by the downturn in the economy starting in 2007, 2008?
The last 6 years has been tough. We're starting to see a little bit of increase this year. The prior 5 years was really tough. We managed through it. I mean, we had to look for every efficiency that was out there. We you know, made certain cuts in areas that weren't the most critical. We have become stronger, I believe, by having to deal with the economy, and you know, and I hope everybody, you know, is in that situation. It just made everybody think more about, you know, how are you utilizing your resources in the best manner to, you know, to help in our situation, you know, the community and our people. Definitely we've seen an increase. The future looks fairly bright. We're looking at expanding some of our resources in the Cherokee County area. You know, we have a responsibility to our people to provide, you know, hospital and good schools among, you know, the public safety programs. We operate approximately 180 programs here within the tribe. And we have to have funding to keep those programs running.
It was recently announced that the tribe intends to build a second casino in the Murphy area. Are you moving ahead with that?
Yeah, we just closed on the land in the last 2 weeks. We should start construction sometime in September, weather pending. We're looking at probably about a 15 to 18 month build out on that project. It's going to create 800 jobs. Direct jobs, and of course you could probably you know, multiply that, you know, by, you know, some formula to create the indirect side, but it will be substantial. 300 motel rooms approximately, going to be some restaurant amenities, entertainment amenities, and about 60,000 square foot of gaming space.
Why did the tribe make a decision to open a second facility?
Well, first of all, the last year's compact gave us the opportunity in regards to negotiation with the state. And we've done a lot of marketing and financial studies on that particular area, and it just makes good sense. And, you know, I put a resolution into the council in 2008 to look at the feasibility of doing one in Murphy, and finally, you know, we're to the point to where it's going to happen.
So within 24 months, you're going to be operating two facilities.
We will. We're currently in negotiation with Caesars as it relates to the management. They have first right of refusal. It may not be a Harris facility, but under the Caesars brand, there's a number of names, and so we're still working through that process and working through the negotiations with Caesars at this point.